B1049, it is a Friday morning, and it's time for our Pet of the Week. And Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Another beautiful Friday.
Oh,
huh?
Man. Boy, a good stretch of weather. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the best time of year.
It really is. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, crisp evenings where you can sleep well with the windows open, and then you got a nice, sunny, warm day.
Yeah.
Nothing beats that.
Well, the only thing would be is if maybe you had like a dog to take for a walk.
There you go.
Yeah, and I think you've got one, huh?
Dogs. I got one for you.
All right.
I have a dog. His name is Ewok. You know, Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a challenge in a way to take him for a walk because he's just a year old, you know, little over a year, and he's a big dog because he is a Rottweiler mix.
Okay.
So we think it's Lab and Rottweiler, you know, not too sure, but definitely, you know, he's got some attitude and everything. But again, you know, training.
Right.
Training is the key, and we're asking those who are interested in him, please make sure you know how to handle a big muscular dog.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people are like, "Oh, well, I love him, you know, but I could not handle him. You know, I'm kind of beyond handling a big muscular dog right now and everything." And a lot of people are, or older people, or people with little ones around the house. You know, it can lead to a real problem. Because we've had dogs come back where people have said, "Oh, you know, I can handle it, I can handle it." And then they come back in a week, and it's like, "No, the dog is just too much for us."
Right, right. And you know, the bigger dogs, they've got a lot of muscle and power.
Right. Right, they really, really do, and the key is training them right away.
Right.
Right away. That's the thing. He knows how to sit, which is really good. We've been working with him at the shelter. You know, he does know how to sit, but again, very high energy. He jumps a lot, so this is something that the potential adopter has to understand, and we encourage everybody, you know, whenever you're adopting or purchasing a dog, I hate to say purchase, but adopt first, folks.
Right.
Seek out a good trainer. Seek out a good trainer, and you'll both be happier in the long run if your dog is well trained. But Ewok would be a great guy. His adoption fee would be $150 plus tax. He is already neutered. He's up to date on all his vaccinations, and he does have that microchip.
Okay. So Ewok is ready to go then.
He is so ready to go. So ready to go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, all
absolutely.
Right. Well, we appreciate the Pet of the Week, Dolores. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday for our pet tip. One more time, though, our Pet of the Week is?
Beautiful Ewok. He is a Rottweiler kind of puppy, 1 year old.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you again Tuesday for our pet tip.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.